are you doing?
I've renounced any notice of English.
So, well, I've got a Google Translator, I guess.
I think it's at one of those balance points, or maybe the first balance point for my part in this six-day race, where, you know, there comes that point where it just bounces between being very, very hard and becoming fun or enjoyable. Because it cannot get worse, so then it begins to be fun. So.
I mean, you face conditions, and let's be frank about, how would you describe last night?
Last night would be like a good summer day in Scandinavia. and I don't like summer in Scandinavia. So it was pouring down, and I think many of us were pretty miserable, and I was, for certainly.
But it's not something you haven't faced out in the road for years and years, though, right?
No, it's similar to... And I think the biggest benefit is that the situation of coming into the tent to take a rest and it's flooded and there's no more dry clothes, that's been there a couple of times. So. But you know, I think it's still a thing that you cannot get used to a point that you're comfortable with it.
Okay. Now, did you look at the board for your 24-hour total, or does that...
No, I don't look at that before. There's 1 or 2 days left.
So, in short, Jesper is either going to have a great time or get really, really miserable and play Hamlet.
Well, hopefully both. That's part of the fun of doing these, or the challenge of doing these rides. I think sometimes fun that are not only superficial but goes deeper, that requires some part of suffering also, like the big dramas in literature and so on. You don't get one without part of the other.
Jesper, thank you. I'll be staying tuned. Take care.
Thank you.